Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 33 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees.
K8LDF, KB8RVP.
Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees.
TFM testing. Looks like I got the correct uplink now. TFM clear.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees.
Clear.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees.
Alpha Kilo Victor, Victor Alpha 3, Alpha India, India. KF8HGVA3AII. I can hear it.
Good morning, 1100 hours. Clear. 45 degrees.
Yeah, 5 degrees.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Clear. 47 degrees.
Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf, anyone on frequency? Anyone on frequency for a radio check? You're breaking up, sir. Come again, this is Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf. You're breaking up too bad. I can understand. Thanks. Anyways, this is Kilo 8, Zulu Alpha Golf. Go ahead, clear.
Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 48 degrees.
NHWRO, how's it going, Dean?
Hey, Tim, how you doing this afternoon?
Oh, not too bad. Just going over the bylaws with a fine-tooth comb. I'm about ready to send them out to the boss and the deputy boss, and throwing a new roster mock-up out there to see how they like that. And, you know, little baby steps here. We'll get it done eventually. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Going to pick up the kid. Supposed to meet up with the boss a little bit later. He's going to print out the preamble for me. I think I'm just jumping in head first, so I think he's going to log for me, and I think I'm going to take today.
Very good. Good man. Yeah, it's probably one way to do it is just to go straight in, but you did good last time, so, you know, as a backup, so I think you got a handle on it. And also you got your radios set. You got your signals strong, so that's, you know, as you might understand, that's part of the problem. So you can get out and also hear.
Yeah, well, right now I'm in the car, but I'll probably do another double check. I know John was saying you can tell that the room is empty, so I might try to throw up some foam pads on the wall just to help with that emptiness sound and go from there.
Yeah, always good to get the best signal you can, but I'll let you know that that's almost above and beyond because, you know, your signal at the new location there with what you got, with what you did with the antenna, I think it's outstanding. You shouldn't have a problem with that. In AWRO.
That radio has some issues. I don't know what it is. I've had it for quite some years now. I've used it a lot. I might possibly upgrade here at some point. I get some noise on the receive end if I'm just listening to one channel. But if I put it in dual watch mode and just turn the volume down and the swell control all the way up to the other channel, I don't get that interference anymore. So there's a few little quirks that radio started to develop, which is telling me that it might need to be repaired, but being that it's a TYT, cheap 50-watt mobile, I don't know if it's worth actually sending out from repair and probably just better to replace it at some point here, but right now it does the job.
Well, I mean, for what it's worth, I'll do, a non-biased observation tonight at the end of the net, and I'll let you know. I think it's going to be fine. I highly doubt there will be any issues. Your mobile's a little crunchy, but that we know that, and, you know, I can perfectly readable anyways.
Yeah, the mobile's probably a little bit crunchy here. I should be able to fix that here in just 1 second. Stand by, I'm KEAOX. There we go. The crunch be fixed. This is KEAOX to NAWRO.
Confirmed. Better signal. More readable, if that's a word. Yeah. Okay, that's good. I don't think I got anything else unless you do. NAWRO.
Nope. I try to run all my radios on low as long as I possibly can, so I just bumped up to medium. When I get here in front of the high school, it does get a snicking crunchy, so I kind of expected that. But no, I have nothing else. I'm excited to see how all this turns out. I think yesterday was I think we got a lot of headway clear yesterday, so I'm kind of excited about that. I'm hoping to see how well this in-person goes this upcoming Thursday. But that's all I got, so I'm going to say 7-3s, and you have a good rest of your day, and I'm sure we'll catch you on the air a little bit later. This is KEA-LAX, and I will be clear on your final.
Copy that, Dean, and a tidbit of information just to let you know for your net tonight. I will be disconnecting from Central Michigan at 6 p.m., and I will confirm that it is disconnected, you know, prior to your 7 p.m. start, or 6:45 technically, right? And then, of course, after the net, I'll reconnect. So sounds good. I'll talk to you later, I'm sure. N-A-W-R-O, I'll be clear.
N-A-W-R-O, K-A-L-A-S. Just one question. Are we reconnected as normal back into the network now?
Yes, sir. That is correct. By direction of the EC, we're back to as it was. N-A-W-R-O.
Sounds good. I didn't catch the memo, so I will make sure to confirm with you beforehand. This is Kilo Echo Alpha X-ray 7-3. I am clear and monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, clear, 49 degrees.
North a little early. It's a long weekend. How's things going this morning, this afternoon?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. A good jump on today and sat back up, so I didn't really have much going on. And definitely ready to enjoy the weekend. How was your day?
Well, good. Again, got to do the old backup. That's a good thing there. And the last day before the long weekend. Glad for you in that way. We're doing pretty good here. We got the leaves done outside again today. Probably the last time we mow, I would say it probably is. Probably start using the blower next time. The bulk of them are pretty much gone, but they're blowing all over the place. But talk to you this morning. You know, you sent the text and talked to Melissa there by text here this morning. So all in all, doing pretty good.
Yeah, good. Because it's a beautiful day. I mean, it is like 51 degrees. Not too shabby.
Yes, I agree. It's nice to see the sunshine. Yeah, the breeze is a little bit chilly at times, but hey, we'll take the 51 degrees over the polar weather there that we had earlier this week. Michigan fall.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. So, good stuff. Good stuff. Definitely excited to get out of work. I was starting to pick up a little bit. So I'm like, this is a good time to leave. So, a good trade-off from having to work some extra hours the night before or, you know, Tuesday night. So, good trade-off.
Yeah, I agree with you in that way. You know, like I say, getting the extra time, and hey, if you got the benefit time, you know, you can definitely run with it. And like I say, get out of there before it really starts picking up there. It usually does. And of course, on a beautiful day like today, it will probably pick up more.
Oh, for sure. For sure it will, definitely. So, that's right. But you guys have plans for the rest of the week, or just kind of planning to relax?
Nah, as far as I know, I think we're just planning to relax. I don't think I'm doing anything more outside. I've worked outside a couple, 3 days, and probably will take that class. Probably do that tomorrow or Saturday, but other than that, I think we're in and enjoying things. How about you guys?
Hey, Wayne. Nothing much, really. Just kind of relaxing, enjoying the week. We're touching up some paint in the kitchen, and some patchwork I had to do along the wall where the chairs were. There was good dents in the wall because of the chairs. So patched that up, and we're going to be doing some paint. Leo's got some shelves she wants me to hang, so I'll be doing that too. So it'll be a good day.
There you go. Well, good. That's, you know, that's a good time to do it there with a new table, and you know, you're able to get in there and you know, work, be able to gain access to it. You got some paint, and that'll look great. Yeah, and getting shelves. Like I say, you're definitely fixing it the way that's, you know, comfortable and efficient for you guys.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Yes, indeed, and my understanding too, I think you guys have you got a meeting this weekend too.
We had a meeting yesterday, and then we'll probably have another meeting here next week sometime. We also have our District 2 meeting that's coming up Saturday, so lots of good stuff coming up, lots of busy stuff, you know.
NAWC, yeah, it's like I was hoping I was reading that right there, as you know, kind of reviewing Discord there, but it's like, yeah, it's great. You're doing that. You do the stuff at home, and you know you're going to be busy. Like I say, with the home front there and the meeting coming up. Like, you know, like indicated, I concur with comments. I hope it's a good turnout, and I hope it'll be a profitable meeting Saturday.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be a good turnout. I'm hoping we're hosting at the EOC, so we have a good group, and it'll be a good opportunity to kind of show things off. And I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to this. We're gonna bring bagels and donuts and coffee, and just looking forward to it. I'm excited. I'm really excited about this.
Yeah, there you go. All kinds of goodies there. That ought to be an enticement right there in itself. But, yeah, it'll be good. It'll be good. Like you say, it'll be able to show the contact center there, be able to see how it's over dispatch, see the EOC and meet together. So, again, it's a good it's a win-win for the county here.
It is, and it'll be good. We've got a lot of good topics we're going to talk about, so definitely some good stuff coming up.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear. You know, and I know getting into the holiday time and kind of a still meeting, but kind of a. Lull there with all the Skyward and all the drills and the things like that, the SAS and various things, training. But yeah, this will be a good time to for leadership to regroup and recharge things. So I think that'll be a good, good opportunity here and a good meeting point as well.
Yeah, for sure. And speaking of meetings, are you interested in watching the meetings live again? Would be the same as Zoom, but it would just be a stream. You just watch it and get a question. It's more of a like a chat feature on chat.
Yeah. If it's available, definitely. I know. I think I got something about via Google or something, an invite that way. I've kept that date open and kept that email in place for it. So yeah, definitely would be interesting if it's available and it's not not too much trouble to do that.
Nope, not trouble at all. Actually, we're trying to tailor something to advertise more, but also to make it available. It's like you can't make it to the meeting, so you get to watch it. Get to watch it live. We'll send out the stream. It'll be something on YouTube, so we'll be able to actually send that link right out, and then you can. Watch the meeting live, and then instead of getting questions, type into the chat. Somebody who's on is during the chat during the meeting.
Oh wow, okay, that sounds pretty cool. Yeah, I'm definitely you can count me into that. I would definitely be interested in, like I say, being able to do that type of a platform. That would be great and appreciated as well.
LAX, comment?
Yeah, go ahead, Zazine.
I just wanted to comment that I can write him down on the list and send them over the link. I have the link available, but it's not published, so you won't be able to search it. You'll have to click on the link, but you will be able to access the link all the way up until the days of the meeting. So if you would like, I believe you're on the Discord, I can send you over a copy of that link, KELAX.
KELAX. Yes, that would be appreciated. I'd be welcome to that, and definitely can just like say, just send the instructions and the link, and definitely we'll follow through. But I appreciate it very much.
Not a problem. 73. I'm gonna sit on the side. I just wanted to make that comment. KELAX monitoring.
I appreciate that, Dean. Definitely appreciate your willingness to do that and get that all situated. Also, I'm almost home, so I will get that percent document and print it off for you, and then we can meet up here when you get a moment. But I'll let you know when I'm printed and head out.
I appreciate it, Dean, very much, your help in that way. And like I say, too, David, appreciate you guys making the meeting available online. Definitely would look forward to listening in and seeing what's going on and taking notes in that way. Back to you, David.
Yeah, it'll be helpful. He's done an awesome job in the marketing and the Facebook and YouTube stuff. So a lot of good stuff coming up here. And, he's doing a really awesome job in getting that all together, planning that out. And, it's going to be good. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see what he's got. And, excited to get this rolling. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, pretty cool, definitely.
Yes, indeed. I agree. I agree. So, again, a good time here to plan and to take a look back at this last year. Very productive. Come a long way this last year, and it's neat to see and monitoring, going through the Discord, just a lot of work behind the scenes and a lot of work up front that, the behind the scenes is starting to come out. You can see the fruit of it, and it's neat to see there.
Yeah, these guys have done an awesome job. They really have. Mike has done a lot behind the scenes. As far as getting things situated for the nonprofit end of it, and and marketing, and John and IT and Wally and radios and DMR end of things, and just a lot of smarts, a lot of really good stuff. Tim and getting everything down in paper and keeping us organized. And, like I said, we got a lot of good guys, a lot of solid, awesome leadership team, and I'm proud to be serving alongside these guys, and to call these guys my teammates, and working to do something pretty awesome here in Polk County.
NXBCB, yes, I concur with you on that one. Definitely concur. So, looking forward to the next tonight. I'm probably going to be trying out the DMR end of it on the Oakland County side. Probably you'll join in there, Dan. So, it'll definitely be a busy evening, but I'm sure we'll be an informative evening. And two can test those radios out, too.
Yeah, good. Yeah, Dean's going to be the net control tonight, and I'll be back up for him. So he'll do an awesome job, and looking forward to that. And, it's exciting to see all the guys that stepped up, and the excitement behind this is pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. So, well, Dad, I'm home, so I'm going to head in here and kick off the weekend and relax and get some stuff done. But I appreciate you coming along and on the way north, and hopefully you guys have a good afternoon. Enjoy your afternoon, and we'll hopefully hear you later on the net.
Yes, Yes, indeed. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to the net tonight. And I know Dean Liu, a good job there at net control. And like you say, it's good to see the guys stepping up there and doing the net control there, taking that on. But anyway, we'll let you get the weekend started. You're home, and enjoy the rest of this beautiful day, sunshiny, crisp fall day, and the rest of the weekend as well. And you tell everyone we said hi. 73s to 88 to you, and you and the family. And we'll talk again soon, I'm sure sometime in the weekend also. NAWCB is clear. On your final.
Sounds good there, Dad. Sounds good. Tell Mom we said hi. 73s and 88 to Mom. KEYNU, clear.
NAWCB, NAWCB, this is KEYLAX. NAWCB, NAWCB, KEYLAX. Nothing heard, KEYLAX clear.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Clear. 49 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, clear, 48 degrees.
Okay, B800E, mobile.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, clear, 45 degrees.
NAVDZ, NAVDZ, KEYLAX.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 41 degrees.
Tim, I think you meant to use this radio, KELAX.
Oh, that was terrible. I was on the wrong microphone. Apologize.
It's all good. KELAX.
NAWRO disconnecting for the upcoming net. Oh, that was silly. The mics are too close together. I wonder what it did to DMR.
Nothing. We just heard DTMF, so hopefully nothing. I'll stand clear and let you disconnect.
KFAEOR for radio check, over. KFAEOR for radio check, over.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 41 degrees.
NAWRO reconnecting WA8MAC Mount Clemens back to Central Michigan. NAWRO clear.
Foxtrot, Katie Echo, Tango, Quebec, touching a new antenna.
Very good signal there, NAWRO. Yeah, loud and clear, Darren. Try it again one more time so I can hear it.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec testing a new antenna. It is 6 meter, 2 meter, and 7 centimeter, I believe.
Darren, like Dean said, you're coming across really clear today compared to your normal, so whatever you've got there, you're doing good. NAWRO.
Kilo Echo 8 Lima Alpha X-ray testing.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 38 degrees.
This is KFAEDQ listening. Good evening.
KF8EDQ, AD8FK, Leonard, back to you from Mazda Heights.
Roger that, Leonard. Madison Heights. So you were making quite the trip. Thanks for answering my call. I love, how's your evening going so far? Mine's going pretty good. I've got, just chilling with my dogs right now. I gave them each a bully stick, and they've been snacking on that. But, yeah, how are you doing this evening?
Doing well. Sitting here waiting for your call. What's your name and where are you at? And, What kind of dogs do you have?
Thank you, Leonard. The name is Mike. I am up here in Saginaw. I can see you're coming in off the Mount Clemens repeater. I'm in Saginaw Township. I have three dogs, each of them from the Saginaw County Animal Shelter. They are pit bull mixes of different sorts. I can tell you all about them individually if you really like to, but they are just, I've had them all DNA tested to tell me what kind of breed they are. I don't know how accurate that is, but it's fun. But I got one Ducky. She's 3 years old, or about to be anyway. She's a certified therapy dog. So I take her around to different places and visit patients or nursing home residents or whatever. And then I got Neo, who's like a brown Staffordshire Terrier, and then I've got a white Staffordshire Terrier named Cassidy. Do you have any pets?
At the moment, Mike, our family is growing out, but we have had several over the years, and right after we got married, and before we started having kids, I was working afternoons. My wife wanted to have a dog. She had a dog when she was younger. And our first one was Tammy. It was from a dog pond in Royal Oak. And then we invested a couple bigger dogs with papers in them, but they just couldn't handle them. They just couldn't train them. Tammy was a sweetheart. she responded really well. And of course, we got her 8 weeks old as a pup by the kennel, and then our last dog, we had a couple in between, but our last dog was another mutt, you might say, but it was a like a lab with schnauzer in her. I know that it's an unusual combination, but. She was a very, very good dog. No regrets, no trouble training her. She took into it naturally, and she did her job protective. I'm very protective, and at the time when we needed her, she did her job. We had her for 15 years, I think it was, so while the kids were growing up, So, fond memories of Shadow. She was black and had her unique markings, but basically black. She loved playing Frisbee. And those pit bulls are serious dogs too, like, you know, but they're individual dogs. They're not somebody, if they're in the family, they get accustomed to, I suppose. But, you got to know the dogs. The pit bulls have created a little bit of a fear in people. They had some issues, I guess, at one time. But once you get to know them and know what they'll do, and they're pretty considerate. You can rely upon most dogs if they're treated right. And so I'll tell a couple more stories, but I think you got the drift here. Back to you, Mike, KF8EDQ. This is Leonard AD8FK.
Roger that. AD8FK is, I think I have your call sign down as here. Yes, so pit bulls, I feel like they're great. They're mostly misunderstood, but, I have, my dogs are love bugs to me, but, you know, there are some people that are, choosy about how close they want to get near me and my three dogs. Most people are really friendly and understanding, and I had one who was a pit bull mix she had passed a couple years ago now. Her name was Carousel, and she was a pit bull and Australian cattle dog. Not an Australian shepherd, but an Australian cattle dog. If you're familiar with what those look like, they're usually dark and like kind of lanky and long-legged. Kind of like a whippet, almost. But she was real smart and didn't look like a pit bull. And, you know, people would approach us with their dog. And then as soon as I got Neo, my second dog, he's a like a staffy pit bull. And those same people wouldn't come near me with their dogs. That was really the turning point. But, you know, just like you said, they're individual. They have personalities. And Neo, he can be a bit protective, and he has a trust issue, I think, with other dogs. He's afraid that they're going to bite at him, so he gets real defensive right off the bat. So that's his personality. But the other two dogs are friendly to other dogs. In fact, like Ducky, she's, you know, friendly with everybody, which is why I can take her, why she can be a therapy dog and why I can take her places. But Cassidy, she's a wild child, but she loves other dogs so much so that she just, like, she goes nuts whenever she sees one. But she would never hurt anybody. She's, they're absolutely love bugs. But, yeah, that's all I got on the dog front. I could probably talk about dogs all day, but what else today? So I took, I went to a nursing home today, and I took Ducky with me, and we went and visited a few residents at, there's like a group of residents that I go visit. They look forward to it every week, although they can't remember, Ducky's name sometimes. They can't remember Ducky's name sometimes, and they definitely can't remember not mine, but that's what I end up doing in my spare time, which I don't have a ton of, but I like to volunteer, and I do that at the nursing homes, hospitals, and also walk dogs at the local animal shelter. That's kind of like what I do for fun, so like it's very dog-centric. I love having the dogs around.
I got a Kenning and Mike for all you do, and of course, and you enjoy it. And we've had family and friends in nursing homes, rest homes, and so forth, and that those moments are much valued and appreciated and looked forward to by the people there. And sounds like your dogs are your family, and I can understand that. Well, your station sounds good. You say you're up in Saginaw, so you must be getting in through Sean's net, I guess it is. This is 147.2, I think it is. So got a nice clear signal getting into it, or is it through EchoLink? It may be. I'm not real familiar with it. I just caught it on the scan here a little bit and caught the Macomb County net a little earlier. I just left it there, so. But are you coming in through a radio or through a local repeater up there, or are you on your cell phone, or how you getting into this this repeater, Mike?
Yeah, Roger. Thanks. This is KFA EDQ for Radio ID. I'm kind of glad that you asked. So there's a if you go to w8cmn.net or .com, I can't remember what it is, but if you just search for w8cmn, you can actually look at all the different voters. So currently there are 8 repeaters that are linked to the system, including the one in Saginaw, which is the one I'm talking to you on now. There's Mount Clemens, Lansing, Lapeer, Guilford, Flint, Fenton, and Mackinac City connected. So since you're connected, you know, I'm coming in through RF to answer your question, through the Saginaw repeater, and you're getting in through Mount Clemens. So, but we're getting out pretty good. So I don't know how many people are listening, but I would guess very many. Oh, I meant to ask, how long have you been a ham, and what got you into the hobby?
Well, I'm a long-time wannabe ham. I got my first radio back in 77 from a co-worker. But I didn't get my license. Life got in the way, and I put the radio in a box up in the attic and got it down back in 2019 is when I got my license in 17. My tech license in 18, I got my general. In 19, I got my advanced or extra. So, but we focus in on it, and I hang out in the shack here most of my spare time, which I'm retired, so we enjoy hanging out here and working the radios, listening, and cruising the computer videos on Facebook and YouTube and stuff like that, and learn different things. So we got a basement shack. I'm on a ICOM radio. I also have a link or any tone up on top, a mobile unit they use in the base. And got a few antennas on, up there for HF and VHF, UHF, and I also have for 220. I think there's a up around Fenton. They got another 220 repeater up there. Roseville, Livonia, Toledo. So 220 band is a good band. It's not used a whole lot, but and it's not kind of tied together, so I cover a lot of territory. But it would never fly back in the early days when everybody wanted to be on the radio. You know, before cell phone times and so forth. But now that there's not that many people that these repeaters, even though you have them tied together like this on 7 or 8 repeaters, not many people are lined up to check in. So it works out pretty good. But if every repeater had, you know, a dozen, 2 dozen people wanting to use it, then it wouldn't be able to tie them together like that. Back to you, Mike.
Yeah, you're coming in real good. I can understand everything you're saying and everything. So, it is kind of sad how like not busy this network is, you know, considering how many repeaters are connected to it. But that just goes to show you, like, we either need to get more people into it or, like, I don't know, start talking longer. I don't know. But there's plenty of people listening, you know. If you couldn't tell, I'm a recent ham. I just got a license this year. I just got into radio period this year. I don't really know what drove it, but I got my GMRS license earlier this year, then I turned around and got my tech. I got my general class in July, and, you know, my tech license probably a month or two before that. So I've got a vertical. Like a 20, I think it's 25 foot vertical for HF. I'm talking to you now on a Yaesu FTM 150 R with the ASP module, and then it's hooked up to a Comet 2x4, and this is my garage rig. It's just, you know, sitting on top of a little cheap power supply, and I got another Yaesu FTM 150 in my office area. If I'm not in a meeting, I am listening to the radio. It is scanning, so like there's usually something going on in the background. I used to listen to music or podcasts or whatever, and now I listen to the radio while I work. So I'm always scanning this network.
Hey, NAWJ.
Well, we hear an 8WJO in there. I think that was on this. I've got a couple other frequencies open, too. He usually comes in on the dart. Go ahead there, Jay, if you want to chime in. This is AD8FK.
Ben, how you doing? Long time no hear from you. Yeah, I just scanned the banner. Yep. And I said, well, let me see who was out there in Macomb County, see what's going on out there in Macomb County. So, lo and behold, there's my buddy Lynn, and I don't know the other gentleman, but my name is Jack, and I'm in Detroit. The call is November 8th Whiskey, Juliet Lima. To the new gentleman.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I think you said your name was Jack. Nice to meet you, Jack. And it's WJL is what I have. Whiskey Juliet Lima. Nice to meet you. I'm just, we were just talking about how there's not enough people talking on these repeaters. thanks for chiming in. So what's the subject of the I guess that's what it is. Maybe we could talk. I don't really know you guys. You guys seem to be familiar with each other. Do you do, or what did you do before you retired? Back to you, Leonard.
NAQYQ. I think another J in there. We got two J's. Well, this is a J night. And I heard another one, NIC or something, earlier. But go ahead there, QYQ, and pick it up. We got Detroit J on there, and we also have Mike, KF8EDQ. He's up in Saginaw, networked in through Macomb here. So back to you, J, and both of you are Detroit J's. QIQ, go ahead.
Well, hello, Mike. Welcome to the party. And hello, Jay, as well. Yeah, we're weirding people out with two J's in Detroit. Just let you know about that. And I thought I heard another station, but I wondered if they were accidentally on Simplex, because I heard them at about F1. And so if somebody else is trying to get in, check your offset. But good evening, Mike. Leonard is, I got licensed as a teenager back in the 1900s, but then I was out of the hobby for about 20 years or so, or at least expired for 20 years, who knows. And just got back into it, relicensed in January, upgraded as a general not too long after that. And have been loving it ever since. But when I got back into the hobby, Leonard was the first Simplex contact that I made from my car. I don't know when it was. I probably logged it. I should look at my QRZ log. Leonard was the first Simplex contact. And, now we're in a club together. What have you. So nice to make your acquaintance, Mike. Any WJL, I'm going to give it over to you. Give it to Mike. And we'll go from there. Any WJL. Any QYQ.
All right. Any QYQ. Any WJL. Yeah. Every now and then, I hear another JV coming in. There's a J up there that I talked to on the Washington County machine sometime. And it's a J, one J hasn't talked to long time ago, but he's a silent T now. So it's pretty interesting. Once upon a time, I didn't hear no J's out there to me. So, but it's all good. It's just like a Mike. You hear so many Mike or Michael, something like that. So J's seem to be getting popular like that. But anyway. Let me see. Oh, I guess it goes back over to you there, man. NAWGL. Okay. Well, we'll just take a little standby here. I thought somebody else was trying to get in there, and we don't want to pass anybody up if they want to. We'll take a little standby. Anybody else want to join in? Call now. This is Leonard, AD8FK.
I'm not hearing anything. I I don't think anybody was coming in. Let me check to see if I'm not doubling. This is KFA-EDQ for radio ID. Yeah, I guess what kind of got me into the hobby, I haven't been in it for very long, but I was looking at what the radio systems that the shelter uses that I walk dogs at. So the radios were breaking, and I was looking at finding ways to replace the radios in a cheap fashion. So I figured out I could get replacements for the broken radios from Redivis. And I was like, well, what if I wanted an interesting radio for myself that would do everything that those radios did and more? And that grew into GMRS, and then that grew into ham tech, and then a general class. But it's a very fascinating hobby. I've had hot spots for months now, but I just got All-Star figured out, which I'm not using at the moment, but just got All-Star figured out, and I took part in my shortest net of all time at a Genesee County net that they had at, I think it was 8 o'clock. Yeah, they had it at 8 o'clock. That thing was maybe 3 minutes long. I didn't quite understand the format. That was interesting. So, what's the shortest net you've ever been in? I'll pass it back to AB8FK Leonard.
Thank you, Jay. I guess Jack, he was in there. You say you didn't hear him. He's coming in loud here, but he must have not had the proper offset or the PL or something like that to get into the repeater, into the system. So that's the vicissitudes of amateur radio. sometimes they don't get all their things in order there. But anyway, good to hear you, everybody. Glad you guys are listening. And you're asking about what I did before to respond to Mike there. Before I retired, I drove semi for almost 16 years. And then I had a sawmill over here in Warren for 8 years. And that's how I got into trucking and had a log truck and so forth. And but before that, we had a couple businesses and, for another 16 years. And there's an overlap. Then when I got out of high school, I worked for Ford's in a dynamometer lab running experimental tests, running performance tests on experiments. So it's my work history and a thumbnail. So I'm going to send it back to you Mike, KF8EDQ, 88FK in the group.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure if Jack and Jay were still in the conversation, but yeah, that's cool. I work from home, so I'm an IT professional. I do I write little scripts and programs. I essentially add functionality to a large auto manufacturer's private computing platform. It's used to do simulations to help design cars and help teach cars how to drive themselves and how to sell cars, how to do credit checks on people, and how to test brake fatigue and wind test tunnels, plastic injection mold tests, and metal castings, and you name it. There's a virtual test application for it. So that's kind of what I do during the day. And I've been doing that for about 10 years now.
Before that, I was at Dow Chemical for 3 years up in Midland. And that pretty much covers my, my professional history. Before that, I was, waiting tables and stripping and waxing floors and waiting more tables, kind of that business. But I've been an IT professional for over 10 years. Let's see if any WJL is still out there. You still out there, Jack?
Yeah, I'm still out here, hanging in here. It's all good. I really enjoy being a ham operator. It's so much fun. When I was in the TV, I had fun in TV too, but I had a 23 channel sideband radio up at the sideboard radio with a Glenn GFO hooked up to it where I can go in between channels and up above and below. But it still doesn't beat this ham radio. No doubt about it. Yeah. So I've been a ham since 1992, but I had friends that been hams long before me, but I just didn't take time I did study more COVID. I guess I was too chicken to take cold down to settle there. So one day my friends, one of them said, we was down in Dayton. Said, hey, Jay, well, you like to worry about the cold, man. Just pick up a no-pro book and study that. And there's a theory, you pass that, yeah, you're on your way. So that's what I did. So I got my check and in general. And maybe if I could settle down long enough, I could probably just get extra. But in the meantime, in between time, I'm having fun being general. I can at least get on HF. Let's see. I guess it goes over back over to you there, Jay, the other Jay.
Yep, sure thing. Mike, I've been in technology for a long time. I currently lead e-commerce and marketing technology for a franchise retailer and headquarters in the area, and so hybrid work, which is nice. I heard you talking to Lynn earlier about work from home days and having the radio on. I do the same thing. Chat in between meetings or whatever. It works out pretty well. And every once in a while, if I get lucky enough and don't have a meeting at 1 p.m., I'll get on the General Motors at the HF.net and talk to a few people around Illinois, Indiana, Northern Michigan, variety of places. So always fun to do that. And I normally leave 14652 on my radio, even if I'm in a meeting. I'll leave it quiet and just see if anybody calls. So it's nice to have the rig here in the home office. And by the way, Jay, glad to hear that you got your radio back. I've been dealing with that same support group to try and get a small part to my FTM 500. The plastic part on the back of the control head that broke. And, you can hardly get a hold of them to save your life. They will not answer the phone. And they once answered email, but beyond that, I am not having any luck with those things. So, pretty terrible support, unfortunately. Let's see. I think Glenn, go ahead and pick it up. And I did hear Jack in there again. Yeah, so he must have been on Simplex, but up there close to you, Glenn. But I was listening to him. But I must have just been on Simplex. 88FK and
AC. All right. Well, I enjoy listening to you on the input. You come in really nice and clear.
course, your signal's got to go way up to Mount Clemens in order to get into the repeater, and so I can get you on the input a whole lot better, Jay. All right. Well, this has been a nice, refreshing round and around here. Thanks for the shout-out. You started all off there, Mike, KF8EDQ, up there in Saginaw. And it's not as local as anybody else around here. So it's been great. And we left the door open and had some friends join us. You know, my son-in-law, he works IT, like IT programs, and he had to spend a year on site, I think, they're down in Alabama. And so after that, he set up an office at his house he built, and been working out of the house there. And he's for a major world supplier. If I can remember the name and say it, you'd probably recognize it, but he does all that kind of programming like you were talking about. They got a project, you know, they throw it at him. And my, and we got several guys in the club that do that too, work out of their homes. And my oldest son, he is an accountant, and he works out of his place. And my youngest son, he's an attorney and a tax attorney. And he works out of his home, too. So, anyway, that's all right. You know, be able to work out of the house and listen to the radio, and that's a much better environment. I'm all for even training the kids to raise them at home. I know my kids, when they were home educated, did a whole lot better at home in 2 or 3 hours of direct academics. It cut out all that negative social stuff. Yeah, there's some positive, I suppose, but in public schools, it is down to nil now. The negative influences there are. It's better avoid that and bypass. Leave it behind and let the kids get their education at home and get more personal, direct interaction. And my daughter, she's raising her kids there, with her husband, or with the dad, you know, being there, he can help out, you know, in his break session, having the kids read, and so it works out much better. So they tried to pull a COVID on us, and I think the COVID sort of helped in a lot of ways. That was one of the positive things, is people who learn to do things at home, especially talk on the radio. All right, well, I'm going to take a break, and but good to hear and talk with each of you guys. I'm going to say family three for now, and I'll turn it over to you there, Mike, and listen for your last comments, and I'm going to join the wife up there. KF8EDQ, it's been our delight to meet you and greet you and talk with you up there in Saginaw. This is Leonard AD8FK.
Yep, roger that, AD8FK. We will talk to you again, Len, hopefully. It was a real pleasure to speak with you and to meet you and Jack and Jay as well. Hopefully we hear you on the radio. Don't be, I listen, but I don't hear a whole lot of call signs being thrown out, especially on this network. So it's always a pleasure. I know there's a little bit of traffic earlier today, so that's normally not the case. But it's really good to hear you guys, and hopefully we'll talk to you again. This is KF8EDQ. I will be, I'll be clear, and but listening. 7-3.
All right, Mike, 7-3 to you as well.
ADA,
Leonard, great as always. JNHWJL. I guess I'm just leaving. So, 7-3, everybody. Have a great evening. I'm going to go play around on HF, I think. Catch you all later.
NHQYQ. Clear.
What are you doing, Jeff? Where are you, HF? Where on, HF?
Well, I normally start off like FT8 on 20, but I'm open to options.
Okay. Yeah, it's all good. FT8. I don't even never been on that. How is that? What is that? What is all that about?
The way I describe it to my kids is it's like text messaging from your computer over the radio. So, no internet, no phone, but, you know, using your radio and kind of like a modem from the olden days. And so, not a lot to it. Not a big old QSO, just a, you know, a lot of fun seeing how far you can reach and whatever. And, you know, I'm new to HF. Probably active for 4 months, 5 months at the most, and I'm up to 59 countries, mix of sideband and FT8, but, you know, just a short exchange back and forth, and to see who you can reach and where, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's, for me, it's a little bit of a little fun geography project, too. Make contact in the Azores or, you know, Bulgaria or whatever. And so, like, well, what am I looking at? So, but it's enjoyable.
Okay. Well, that's one part I never got into, but I'm into everything else. D-Star, DMR, Fusion, yeah, I'd like to say HF, Well, one thing about ham radio, you got so many roles to choose, maybe when I get tired of the 2 meter from the 40-hour HF, I'll get into something else, I guess. Echolink, I'm Echolink as well. All right, I'm not going to power this repeater up there, so. Hey, nice talking to you, Jack. And I get you bet on the input, because I imagine because you got here in Detroit there. So anyway, I'm gonna back out of here and get up on HF and catch up with some of my friends up there. Thank you. This is November 8th. Where? Just leave it.
7-3, my friend. NHQIQ clear.
KFADJK.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 35 degrees.
W8YRC test.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 33 degrees.